streets with them. Church music, street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music, street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music, street wisdom.
Face the spirit of truth with no faking. We spreading love, we ain't down with the hating. If you offended by what we be saying, you gotta be careful the idols you praising. Stand on my word, I don't fall flat. We some big dogs and some boss cats. We said what we said, we don't walk back. You talk to me and I'll talk back. It's the host with the most on the west coast. We fall right here and they never could get close. They doing dirt in the dark and get exposed. If you a topic, you might as well get low. It's about current events, about real life. We sympathize and we know what it feel like. Gotta be soldiers out here, they be so tight. We deconstructing the game, we gon' be right. Talking morality, talking mortality. Talking about victory, talking about tragedy. With the charisma and the personality. He can do suit and tie, he can do casually. Something you have to see, give it a listen. Gotta tune in, you don't know what you missing. The game is so sickening, it need a prescription. We strip you the streets and we give them the wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
What's up with it? Let's get it. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for logging on and tuning in to Blessed Church Music. Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. It's going down right here, right now. You could have been anywhere across the world, but you're right here with me. And that's a blessing always. And I'm greatly appreciated so, so much. So, it's a lot going on in the game right now. God is showing up and he's upset right now. You know what I'm talking about? You got to realize that every day must be accountable for. Every day must be accountable for. Which means that as we live in life, we should understand that life has no guarantees in anything. Your career, your health, your wealth, your friendships, your jobs. Life has no guarantees in anything. When I say that, I want to utilize a tool that hurts many people. It's called procrastination. Let me break that down for you real slow for those that are listening under the sound of my voice. Procrastination destroys a lot of people in this day and age. When we know that life has no guarantees, and we know that we are creative people, driven people, where God has blessed us with a talent, an exceptional talent that comes from God and not man. Even though we deal with life how it is, and you know, life is really tough and really hard, we get distracted by not pursuing what's important to our lives. Based on gifts that come from God, that our talents can possibly change our life. But how will we ever know if we don't execute the gift that comes from God? We have to know that we're not promised tomorrow, or within the next hour, or in the next minutes, or within the next seconds. So we have to utilize our talents that God has given us to go forward to change our lives. But we have blockers that come in and trigger and stop us from moving forward, which means real life. Say it with me for those that are listening under the sound of my voice. Real life. We might hear we got medical issues or health issues, or there's soon to be laying people off at your job, or your car broke down and you just don't have no other resources. So the pressure kicks in, and then you put things on hold that has come from God. Putting things on hold when you know that you're supposed to be doing it, If you have a boutique business, or if you have a apparel store, or if you have a car wash, or a tax company, or whatever the case may be, but you can't put it on hold because God has never put you on hold. And if you know that you want to change your life and you want to have great things and go on nice vacations and live the fabulous life, the glory life, the blessed life, you have to not allow procrastination to come in. You must beat procrastination in the face and utilize and stand up in resurrection power to manifest all your divine gifts that come from God. And that's really what it is. Because there's so many people that do so many great things, where things that they created or they're a part of, or just having their influence or their expertise can possibly change their lives. But real life steps in. And I want to encourage those that if you really have something moving and you know that it's divine and you say, man, I know God gave me this. If you know that, you should move forward in that with no explanation. No matter what the circumstances is, you have to turn the pain into power to manifest your dreams without hesitation and sluggishness and procrastination. Okay? And it's just really real like that. Because it's important in these last days that you do what you're supposed to do, because time is getting short, God is getting mad, and things ain't looking that great in the real world. Okay? They're not looking great at all. You have dismembered services with airplanes. Okay? You have women killing their children. Okay? You have murder that is happening and running wild in the streets in the daytime. No one is getting along. Inflation is high. Groceries are high. Food is high. So everybody's really just trying to figure it out. But you can't just figure it out. You got to do something about it. Speak about it, believe in it, and receive it if you know that it comes from God. Relationships are challenging. No one believes in them. It's just a joke right now, which means that when you date a nice lady, right, you should always tell her, baby, if you really don't want to get it right with me, you know, the next nigga just going to be next. N-E-X-T, next. Because these women are meeting all these men is just a short time and not a long time. You know what I'm talking about? So if I don't make it with you, you know that I have flavor and I have grace and I'm saved by God. But because I might lack in areas based on the financial or whatever you might see that you may call a red flag. See, a lot of you women are letting these red flags put you in the back of the line because you're looking for a red flag instead of asking God to modify your heart, to open your heart, to allow someone to possibly be in your life. So if she doesn't feel good with that, just let her know it's just going to be the next nigga's turn. And then if he don't make it right to keep it all the way real with you, it's going to be the next nigga's turn. Until you allow yourself favor to allow someone to possibly lead and grow and pray in your life. Okay, N-E-X-T, next. Because even for older men, running around out here trying to be young and fresh and with the flavor. That ain't working right now because you're dealing with what? Younger women. Younger women, they're going to be there for a short time and not a long time. So understand that whether you older or younger, and it's not about sowing your royal oats as a young man and out there trying to be in the scene and get, you know, knocking on these shooby-doobies or whatever the case may be. Man, let that shit go. Because if you have someone that really is special in your life, held you down in your life, you got to consider one thing. In these last days, there's nothing out there. Niggas ain't shit. Women ain't shit. Everybody just playing games. But no one wants to settle down and recognize that the woman they have and that's loving them and really being true with them, they rather believe that the grass is greener on the other side. That's not true. What man wants to get older and be alone? Out here dealing with these women on the kiss and the promise, spending all their money, dates, shopping, trips, and you're not even being recognized as a real man. You're called a fill-in for the day. Okay? You're looking for something you think is fresh. You feel you're missing something. You can always reactivate what you already got, because the pickings ain't that great. And if you leave a beautiful woman of value and power to think that you just want to be alone and out here getting it in, you a lost soul. Because you can have everything in the world, but if a woman is not there for you, or stroking your head, or massaging your head, or massaging your chest, or massaging your back and saying, "Yes, my Lord." See, a lot of people don't know, back in the biblical days, women used to greet the man, "Oh, my Lord." "Yes, my Lord." Okay? Not "bitch ass nigga. I ain't fucking with these niggas. These niggas ain't about shit." There's no edification in the woman's mouth. The women want so much these days that they overlook the simple things, which is a mental check, or checking on you, or making sure your day was fulfilled, or your day was good, or how did God bless you today. We don't have that. It's all about the turn up, the hookah, the trips, who gonna pay for the trip, and talk to me any kind of way. Absolutely not. Okay? It's not gonna happen. In no way, shape, or form, it's not gonna happen. Okay? It's real out here right now. We have to stop playing games with the world. And we have to lock in without procrastination. And we have to lock in on focus. And we have to lock in on prayer, power prayer that comes from God. Okay? You have to pray boldly and ask God to show you his power. Not because you're going through things and you need things, because God don't answer desperation prayers. Okay? It don't work like that. God is a loving God. At the same time, he's a jealous God. Okay? What does that mean? It's very simple. He wants you to lock in and love on him and get your advice from him, and not through social media or Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. The direction of confessing your problems to social media or things that you're going through, and being a witness to a familiar spirit or familiar spirits that you see on social media, it has tricked out the people of God, the saved and the unsaved. Okay? It's just really real like that. But I want to encourage all brothers and sisters and brothers, got to count our blessings and not our problems. What are you doing in this day and age to move forward with your life? Are you being a better woman in your character? Are you being a better woman in your attitude? Are you opening up your mind to want to receive love without judgment? Or where you feel that you're in liberty to judge? Because just hopping up and down on a woman in this day and age, it don't make a real nigga's boat flow. Okay? Hopping up and down on a woman in this day and age don't make a real nigga's boat flow. Okay? Now, I don't mind putting my boat in the water either. Let me be clear. But that's not going to be the principle. Okay? It's not going to be the principle. I don't care how fine you are. Thick ass, nice breasts, beautiful lips, career woman, career oriented. Because a lot of career women, they're lost in the sauce like mustard trying to catch up. Work and love is two different things. Your work life is your critical life, but your work life could damage your relationship life if you don't have the time to nourish it with tenderness and kindness and in love. Okay? That's very important. And always remember right here on Street Wisdom, talk to me and I talk back. We always are about the wisdom that comes from God. Okay? Use wisdom in all things. Say it with me for those that are listening under the sound of my voice. Let's say it together. On three. One, two, three. Use wisdom in all things. I like that. I really do. I like that. A gentle conversation. Procrastination. Shoot it in the face. Okay? Men, if you have a beautiful woman and you know that she's the truth, but your arrogance allows you to feel that you're missing something out there in the free world, look yourself in the mirror and talk to God and man up. And know that God has assigned this woman in your life. Don't get tricked out based on what you see on Instagram or whatever the case may be. Those are called fatal distractions. Okay? Fatal distractions. Use the tenderness of God's love in your heart to build something with someone that really, really has your back and loves you unconditionally. And wants to build with you because she wants to, not because she has to. Okay? It's really that simple. And I am your host, Church Music. Okay? Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. And in closing, count your blessings and not your problems, because life has no guarantees. Change your attitude. Change your perspective. Get more involved with your health. Go to the gym. I see a lot of partners that I know, they're getting in the gym. And they're older men, so they know that health is wealth. Okay? Let me break that down for you real slow. Health is wealth. And I'm just keeping it all the way real. But at the same time, I, Church Music, rather die a saved man than a real nigga at any time. Never get it twisted. Right here on Street Wisdom, talk to me and I talk back. I am your host with the most. This segment is brought to you by Boss of My Blessings. Exclusive products and merchandise on my bomb site, www.bossofmyblessings.com. Available, go get it now. And I want to thank everyone just for logging in and tuning in. And always remember, based on the new formula of social media, but it's very important as well. Please like and please subscribe and please share. Allow my voice and my wisdom that comes from God to be a compelling testimony to others, to encourage them through words of encouragement from church music right here on the West Coast. And like always, you could have been anywhere across the world, but you're right here with me right now. And that's a blessing. And be on the lookout. It's up next. Broken coming to you soon. The same way that love hurts is the same way that love heals. Broken series with my partner, my brother, DJ I Rock Jesus. And we're going to really be talking about the struggles of the pain. And we're going to also be providing an exclusive mixtape for women based on songs that they have heard during their time of healing that brought them back to have a greater sense of their purpose and know who they are in its entirety. So be on the lookout for that. Broken with DJ I Rock Jesus. The same way that love hurts is the same way that love will heal. And we're talking about the snitch culture, the 21st century, why snitching is so accessible and it's rectified and it's proven to be a great thing when it's destroying families and loved ones. And it also can cause you your life. We'll talk about the techniques from snitching back in the day to where snitching is right now. And I ain't never seen nothing like it. But like always, I am your favorite host from the West Coast. I am Church Music. Thank you for joining.